This summer, the federal government planned to give billions in debt relief to black farmers in recognition of how it denied them loans and assistance over generations, giving white farmers a leg up. But now the effort has stalled. It's been temporarily blocked by federal judges. David Kondos of the Kansas News Service reports that even if the payments do go out as planned, some black farmers believe they'll come too late to reverse the decades of damage caused by discrimination.
Johnella Holmes walks along the edge of a field of golden wheat near the northwest Kansas town of Nicodemus.
And so this section right here.
She heads the Kansas Black Farmers Association. And back in 1877, her great-great-grandfather joined the wave of homesteaders who staked their claims here.
All of this was black owned at one time. 6 by 6 miles, black owned, black settled. And I wanted you to just see just how vast it is.
Nicodemus is the last remaining town out of many that were settled by formerly enslaved people who migrated from the south to the western frontier. Kansas alone had about a dozen black farming colonies.
When you think about farming in the historical context of African Americans and migration, what you see is the land is the draw.
Angela Bates is another descendant of those Nicodemus settlers. She runs the town's historical society. At its peak, she says the land here was home to nearly 150 black farmers. But today?
No one's farming in Nicodemus right now.
There's a few black farmers who live in neighboring towns, but not many. It's a pattern that's repeated across the country. 100 years ago, Kansas was home to upwards of 150,000 acres of black-owned farmland. That number's now closer to 10,000. Nationwide, about 90% of the acres that were once black-owned has slipped away. Thomas Mitchell is a law professor at Texas A&M University and a member of the Land Loss and Reparations Project research team.
If something is not done in the next few years, the next generation, meaning like 30 years from now, we could literally be talking about there's only a few hundred black farmers left in this country.
Mitchell says systematic discrimination by the U.S. Department of Agriculture drove one black farmer after another off their land.
This wasn't the exception to the rule. This wasn't a bug. This was a feature of the system.
By the government's own admission, many black farmers couldn't get money to buy land or operate their farms because they were denied credit for bogus reasons. And when the farmers filed complaints, the USDA often did nothing. So now the federal government is offering around $4 billion to make amends, paying off loans of farmers who survived despite racist policies. But Mitchell says his team's preliminary research puts the actual amount of wealth black farmers have lost at $300
billion. I got something I'll show you.
Bernard Bates, Angela's cousin, was one of those farmers. At his home west of Nicodemus, he thumbs through a stack of faded color photos from when his farm was foreclosed on nearly 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's when they loaded us up my machinery. They sold our machinery first, then they sold the land.
Among the papers on his desk sits an affidavit from a local loan officer. It says the credit association denied Bates the help he needed to keep his farm afloat, deliberately to push him out of farming. His 950 acres, the homestead, even the wheat he had harvested, were all taken away.
My wife tells everybody, yes, if I had a gun, I said I'd probably shot somebody. Because we've done worked all hard all year, and we still didn't watch them steal wheat all night long.
Bates was part of a landmark USDA settlement in the 1990s that was supposed to send billions to black farmers who had been treated unfairly. But he says he's still waiting for that money.
I haven't got a penny yet.
And now the new federal effort to help black farmers is already getting pushback. White farmers have sued, claiming discrimination. Federal judges have temporarily blocked the payments. Johnella Holmes, the head of the Black Farmers Group, says her organization has received threats over the idea of debt relief going to African Americans. Yet, she figures only a quarter of the farmers she works with will even be eligible, and many of the farmers who do qualify are skeptical about signing up. But if the relief helps any black farmers in Kansas hold onto their land, she says it could be one step toward making things right.
Do I want handouts? Absolutely not. I just want to be treated fairly and put in a position where we can be at least on the football field.
For Here and Now, I'm David Kondos in Nicodemus, Kansas.